Shalom. We are keeping the feast here. I am Stefan Yob. And going to Book of Joshua, also Debri HaYayim. Anyway, Second Chronicles, as we know it in the Grecian world. But this is a special day we dedicate to Yahweh. And we're going to be doing a few songs here. In the great Pacific Northwest, we send this message to you, whether you be in the Antarctic or the Arctic itself, anywhere between the two. It's a real blessing. Such a blessing. And it's just us, just the Messianic, Hebraic, and future inhabitants of New Jerusalem. Yahweh bless the message today and the hearing of his message, the hearing of the word through thy servants. Hallel. Hallel. Well, in the book of Yasha, chapter 1, 8, it's 1 verse 8, the book of the Torah shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein night and day, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. Thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have success. Have not I commanded thee to be strong, Kazakh, and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for Yahweh thy El is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And then we turn to chapter 5. And verse 6, the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not. Oh, why don't they win the war? They obeyed not. They didn't have beards. They didn't keep the Sabbath, etc., etc. They were copying the media and the state that told them what to do, but instead of Yahweh. Some things are good, the state tells you. But anyway, they came out of Egypt, and they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, unto whom Yahweh sware that he would not show them the land which Yahweh sware unto their fathers. And in verse 10, the children of Israel, or Yisrael, encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Pesah on the 14th day of the month at even. Well, that's Aviv 14, first month. At even, sunset, that begins the day. And where? In the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And this is also roasted grain. And the manna ceased. This is what you always hear in Sunday school, but you didn't hear the part about the Passover, did you? The manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more. And they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. There stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand, and Joshua went unto him and said, art thou for us or adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of Yahweh, I have now come. And Joshua fell on the face of the earth and worshipped and said unto him, what saith my lord unto this servant? And the captain of Yahweh host said to Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is Kodesh. And Joshua did so. Yes, the place was very separated unto Yahovah. And then chapter 6:16, it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew their trumpets, Yahshua said to the people, shout, Yahweh had given you the city. The city shall be accursed, even it and all that are in. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent, And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. That's what we do today. We used to have what they called a sanctuary and an altar, and all these terms like sanctuary and Mikdash are in the scriptures. But today we have what is called the stage where you perform, or the platform where we perform. That's all it is. It's not a place where you come up weeping and kneeling and bowing all the way to the ground in the presence of Yahweh, like it was. I was in that transition period in the 1970s, came in first into the Protestant and new neo-Protestant religions, not knowing that this was the time of transition, when things were going to go out and new things were going to come in. That was too bad, wasn't it? It is a shame, but kind of praying for things to come back in the faith. And speaking of faith, we need more of it. We also need doubt. We do? Yes, we need to doubt our doubts. That's true. Doubt our doubts. When we start doubting things, first of all, doubt your doubts about the Word. And believe in Yahweh, that He is the first and the last, the Aleph and the Tav. So, in Joshua 17:12, the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities of Ender, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel were waxed strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. And Joseph, the children of Joseph spake to Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion? I want to skip that down to 17. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim. He's speaking to you and to me. Even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people and have great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down. And the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. And that's reading from the King James Version, with any necessary changes to put it back to the original. We also had keeping the feasts in the book of Judges. There briefly, chapter 14 of the Judges. Searching here. How about 14:10? His father went down unto the woman. Samson made there a feast. For so used the young men to do that. Oh, how I remember here in this tabernacle there are two fireplaces and lots of pews there for 50 people. That's what it is. And yet not one of them would come up to the feast. As we continue with that one on Passover, and I adjure you to get your own website. You can sign up with Homestead. I think it's about $30 a month to get audio, to put audio downloaded up. And that's homestead.com. And then make your own podcast on your telephone. It's I think it's called the Dolby system. D-O-L-B-Y. And it's an app that you get for free on your phone. You can make recordings. It's probably MP3, and then dump them onto your website. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Brighten the corner where you are. And you're not going to sue me for this, because the copyright is about 90 years old. And the song said, as we would sing in the tabernacle, not on a stage, not prancing around like a bunch of peacocks, but in reverence before Yahweh. Do not wait to tell some deed of greatness you may do. Don't wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you, now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner someone far harbor, in some far away harbor, you may guide across the bar, right in the corner where you are. So obviously that's one of the great sail songs, a sailing song of the 1800s, 1900s. Just above are clouded skies that you may help to clear. Let not your narrow self your way debar, though into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer, right in the corner where you are in verse stanza number 3. Here, for all your talent, you may surely find a need. Here reflect the bright morning star. Even from your humble hand, the bread of life may feed. Bright in the corner where you are. Some far harbor you may guide across the bar. Or someone, I guess, is that. I missed that. And another good song is, there's a green hill far away. Oh, dearly, dearly, has he loved. As we must love him too and trust in his redeeming blood and try his works to do. His works, not our works, but those he has specified in the scripture. And let's see if I can get... Oh, here's a great sailing song for all of you sailors out there. And copyrighted about 85 years ago. And Sail On is called... Upon a wide and stormy sea, thou art sailing to eternity, and thy great admiral, that's the Almighty, with a capital A, thy great admiral orders thee, sail on, sail on, sail on. Art far from shore, and weary worn, the sky o'ercast, the canvas torn. Hark ye, a voice is to thee born, sail on, sail on. Sail on. Do comrades tremble and refuse to further dale the taunting hues? Very poetic, isn't it? No other course is thine to choose. Sail on. Here's the final verse. Do snarling waves thy craft assail? Art powerless drifting with a gale? Take heart. Yahweh's word shall never fail. Sail on, sail on. The storms will soon be past. The darkness will not always last. Sail on, sail on. Yahweh lives and he commands. Sail on, sail on, sail on. Yes, beautiful songs here from one of the old-time song books I found at the lodge we were staying at, Feast of Passover or Shavuot or Tabernacles, Church Service Hymns. And I think you can even find that on the internet. I need to research here, and possibly I'll lose you for a minute, because I want to look up some more scriptures about this feast today, the Passover. And okay, let's see if I remember how to do. Oh yes. Oh boy. No, that's the way the telephones work, don't they? Here today and gone tomorrow, but. Down to view all apps, and then Bible. Bible with Strong's Concordance. And we have the word Passover I've typed in. So I'm going to the book of Deuteronomy. We've done the references in Joshua already. And 2 Chronicles. Deuteronomy says in chapter 16 of Devarim, Deuteronomy is a Greek word. Not sure what it means, but Devarim is the words that were spoken. So in other words, pretty well repeating and more clearly magnifying what was said in Exodus or Shemot. Deuteronomy 16, observe the month of Aviv and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. For in the month of Aviv, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of sin by night, or out of Egypt. It doesn't mean that everybody in Egypt were exceedingly sinful. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh of the flock and the herd in the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which Yahweh has given thee. But actually, then you go back to chapter 12 and get different instructions. That doesn't contradict, but it's a contrasting thing. But It really depends on which feast. I think Passover can, the first night, the memorial can be kept within thy gates. But the unleavened bread, you need to be traveling because it's a Haggag feast. That's a Hebrew word, Haggag, for traveling to the pilgrimages. Nice. Okay, that was the four references in Deuteronomy to Pesach. Let's see, did we do 2 Kings yet? 2 Kings 23. 2 Kings, and the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto Yahweh, your El, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not held such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor the kings of Yehuda. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was held to Yahweh in Jerusalem. In 2 Kings 23. And, of course, there's Ezra with the Feast of Passover. Ezekiel with one reference. Is that chapter? Yeah, 45. In the first month, this is 45:21 of Ezekiel. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. Yeah, we eat the matzo and not the hametz. And we have a pure convocation, of course, as we have learned in Scripture in Leviticus 23. See what else? There's a reference in Hebrews here. It's Hebrews 11, verse 28. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Referring back to Exodus chapter 12. And that Passover night, that first Passover night that we know of anyway, that that the event was held when you would apply the blood to the doorpost of your home. Most of the Egyptians didn't, and their children and cattle and animals all died. The firstborn of the children died. Okay. And, what else? Of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. You are unleavened. For even Messiah, our Passover, is offered and offered up for us. How about one more? There's 9 references in John. Okay. Let's see. Choose me. John chapter 2. Chapter 6, chapter 11, that goes into, I believe, that goes into chapter 12 and 13. Let's see. In John chapter 12, Messiah, 6 days before the Passover, so that would be around Aviv 9, he came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And then 13:1, now before the feast of Passover, when Messiah knew that his hour was come, he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own. We're in the world. He loved them unto the end. Oh, chapter 18 also talks about that Passover. And then he went to the judgment hall. This would have been on Passover Day, the 14th, John 18, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover, John 18:39. But you have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover, said Pilate. And chapter 19, and it was the preparation of the Passover. That would have been on the day before Passover, 13th of Aviv. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the 6th hour, and he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. the preparation day of the Passover. Oh, excuse me, preparation day would have been, yeah, that's correct, the 13th. But also on the custom, or rather on the account of Messiah riding in on a donkey into Jerusalem, and everyone laid down their coats and waved with their with a palm or something. That was Aviv 8th, or no, it was Aviv 9th, I believe. Yeah, okay, thank you. Palm Sunday is not correct because that's a day of the week, and the scriptures are more clearly about that, more clear. It's the 9th of Aviv is a few days before Passover. Okay, yeah, I think that's all I can get here from my Bible app, which is called, what's it? Gone now, isn't it? It was called Bible with Concordance, Strong's. Bible with Strong's, which is the name of that concordance. That's a wonderful, powerful tool to have available. And, okay, now to a few more scriptures about this. Going back to a little bit here, at least, several thousand years, 4,000 years to the beginning of time. Here Gideon said that the beginning of time was actually, for us, was actually 6,000. Okay. Talking about miracles. Well, a reference here to Passover in Judges 6 about Gideon. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. He did so, and the messenger of Yahweh put forth the end of the staff in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And the messenger of Yahweh departed out of his sight. When Gideon perceived that he was a messenger of Yahweh, commonly called angel, he was a messenger. Gideon said, aha, alas, O Yahweh, Yah, because I have seen a messenger of Yahweh face to face. Gideon built an altar there to Yahweh and called it Yahweh Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in Ophrah, and that's in the book of Judges, chapter 6. You can find it starting there about verse 26. 20 is the location of that one. Okay, so let's trip back here. We could go to Devarim 12. And he's going to cause to place his name to dwell in the place where Yahweh has revealed that we should keep the feast of Pesach, or unleavened bread, 7 days. And it starts in chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments. These are judgments, and you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh gave thee to possess all the days that you live upon the earth. Also see for reference back to chapter 6, but here in 12, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusts after or desires, according to the blessing of Yahweh which he has given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as the gazelle, the roebuck, and of the hart, which means male deer. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. See also Leviticus 11, pertaining to blood, that you may not eat or cook or anything. You get it out. For example, if you were to slay an animal, you could lay it upside down on the hook and let it sit there for a couple of days. Cover it up so the flies don't get to it, and then you make an incision, let all the blood out there, the main vessel. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, the new wine, or of the oil of the firstling of thy herd, nor any of the vows which thou vow, nor thy free will offering, or heave offering, of thy hand, but thou must eat them before Yahweh thy Elohim, in the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose, thou and thy son, thy daughter, manservant, maidservant, and the Levite within thy gates. And verse 21, if the place which Yahweh has chosen is to put his name there be too far from thee to travel for this pilgrimage feast, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and thy flock which Yahweh hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusts after, even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so shalt thou eat them, the unclean and the clean people who are attending there shall eat of them alike. And see how verse 30, take heed that thou be not snared by following the people of the land, and don't observe their religious practices, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Halloween, by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their Elohim, saying, how did the nations serve their Elohim? Even so, I could do likewise. No, we're commanded in the judgments, Exodus 23:32. Do not let the people around us, with their culture, their dress, their awful music, and their awful rock music today, whatever kind of music, don't let it become a part of your worship time, of the obviously worldly music. There is some good music that is produced today. Not all old music or new music is intrinsically evil, but those who are musicians, who have studied the beat, the pentameter, the melody, rhythm and lyrics and so on, they are the ones who really know, if there is anybody left who's really studied these things, as Samuel Bakayoko did. Dr. Samuel Bakayoko had a wonderful writing about music in church. For even their sons and daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereof nor diminish from it. Then we hear the wonderful instructions in Ezekiel. I'm not sure, starting about chapter 25 or so, these are added sacrifices and so on, but how clear Yahweh has told us how to build his temple and sacrifice, and what sort of anointing oil to use. And he said here, for example, in Exodus chapter 30, verse 29, and thou shalt sanctify or set them apart, that they be most pure. Whatsoever touches them shall be pure. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. I'm going to continue now. And thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a pure anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it. The apothecary, neither shall you make any like it after the composition of it, for it is pure, it shall be pure unto you. Whosoever compounds anything like it, or puts any of it upon a stranger, that is a person who's not saved and set apart, shall even be cut off from the people. 35, thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, I'm not quite saying that right, tempered together, pure and pure and kodesh. Thou shalt beat some of it very small. And 37, as for the perfume which thou shalt make, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof that is used in the pure service in the temple. It shall be unto thee pure for Yahweh. So you don't make any imitation of Yahweh's appliances or anything like that, or thing that's used to offer the sacrifice with. Many of these sacrifices, of course, were the added law that was given to the children through Moses because of their transgression. They were our schoolmaster, which brought us to Messiah, that our need for the Messiah, and did away with the sacrifices. See the book of Hebrews for clarification on that, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Also in verse 38, whosoever shall make like unto that to smell shall even be cut off from his people. Oh, you're disfellowshipped. And during this Passover, we were very serious thinking about how we get the leaven or the sin out of our lives as we empty any kitchen drawers and do our best anyway with a whisk broom or something to get some leaven out, and then take all the products that have leavening in them and yeast to give them, get rid of it some way. And now, if I give it away to charity, that's okay, isn't it? But to people who are not keeping the feast anyway. But sometimes, you know, we could certainly see it this way, that we take those leavened products, the shamats or whatever, and to offer it to Yahweh. So I actually took some cookies and crackers and things like that, and I threw them into the fire. We have a wonderful fireplace here, and I just... and a good cook stove in the kitchen here at the feast, and I offered them to Yahweh, but just by throwing them in the fire. They said, you know, those are nice, some of those, they're so taste tempting and all that, but during the feast we're not even to have them seen in our borders anywhere. So there's wonderful things around here during the feast. There's trails and streams and waterfalls. There's even quite a bit of snow left here in the first month of Yahweh at the feast. That's not Roman time. That's scriptural time. The scripture calendar, and it tells us have the month of Aviv. That means after the according to Genesis 1:14, after the Moeds, overstressed here. I have to sweep out the worship hall and put together the messages and all that. Genesis 1:14, Yahweh said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for moeds," or for seasons, "and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yahweh sent them in the firmament of the heaven to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and night, and divide the light from the darkness. And Yahweh saw that it was good. In Bereshit chapter 2, verse 3, Yahweh blessed the seventh day. Oh, I thought, wasn't it the first day of the week? Oh, it wasn't? Oh, I see. And there weren't any Jews at that time, as far as we knew. Yahweh blessed the seventh day and set it apart, because that in it he had rested and made pure. Man had not fallen yet. He had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh made the earth and the heavens. The word is Yod Heh Vav Heh. If you look in your Strong's Concordance or look at the Hebrew text, it is not Adonai or Hashem, which means the name of what? We need to get rid of all of our Babylonian, and starting with, not all of them, maybe we can't purge them all out in one day, but get rid of all the old pagan traditions that we inherited from our fathers through our Christian Western religion here in America. Hebrews 4:4, as he spake in a certain place of the seventh day in this wise, and Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his works. And the place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, Deuteronomy 29:20. Again, he specifies a certain day in David, saying, he limits a certain day, today after so long, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Yahshua had given them rest, Yahshua ben Nun, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There therefore remains a Shabbat, a Sabbatismos in Greek, to the people of Yahweh. There therefore remains that seventh day. It hasn't been transferred to another day. Yahusha rose from the grave 3 days and three nights following that Passover night. And that brings us from Aviv 14 to Aviv 17. And in different years, those dates fall on different days of the Roman week, which mankind in the West has commonly kept the Roman calendar and eschews the scripture calendar that Yahweh has given us in Genesis 1:14. Well, there's a lot to know, a lot to learn, but today it's a whole lot easier and quicker with the tools we have. Strong's Concordance has been around 150 years. And let's see if I can give you an address here for the Hallelujah Scriptures. Oh, how I love them. And it has a lot of other little information in it. It tells you about the name of HaMashiach, the name of the Messiah, which means Yah is salvation. Ha Mashiach, Yah is salvation. Yod He Vav Shin Ein, spoken and spelled similar to Yehoshua, the successor to Moses, and also rendered in the Paleo Hebrew script, and then in Hebrew letters, or Hebrew Paleo letters, throughout the renewed covenant. Yes, and let's see. Okay, here's how you can get this wonderful scripture of the Brit Kaddishah and of the complete scriptures. HallelujahScriptures.com. It's spelled HallelujahUYAH. Scriptures is SCRIPTURES.com. And that should get you there. HallelujahScriptures.com. We also have our website, YahvehNotYahweh.com. And the email at StephanYah@YahvehYahweh.name. NAME is the extension for that. YahvehYahweh.name. With a StephanYah, Zephanyah, not with a Z, but TSEPHANYAH at YahvehYahweh.name. And it's been such a pleasure to minister here. We're going to be here for the full 8 days, including the 14th of Aviv, Passover day, Passover night and day. And we had the ceremonies as specified in Scripture, the washing of the brethren's feet, the drinking a cup of wine of specified in Scripture, and the taking of the bread. And that symbolizes Yahweh's body and blood that he shed for us on the tree at Calvary about 1990 years ago or so, when he died on the tree at Calvary, approximately 30 A.D. Okay, just to confuse everybody a little bit more. But this is a time where we relax as well, and do a lot of doing the resting and communicating with one another, sharing the word, not just spiritual things, but almost exclusively in a good conversation, not talking about bullets and guns and the price of this or that, or how bad our leaders are. We're not going to even think about that. We'll pray for them. And how about one more song, if I could come up with, and if I have time here. I know these crazy computer programs. Now, let's see. I'm going to take a stab at it. Otherwise, shalom, if it cuts us off here from the feast site. And I'm going to go to Dolby. And it says, okay, 32 minutes. Now I'm going to hit the button here. So if it cuts us off, well, shalom to you. And keep the feast together with people. And you might even make your own program. Let's see now. Here we go.